The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to another award-winning Travel Planners radio show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Samantha Brown, and you're listening to the Travel Planners radio show.
Got a good one for you today, including an interview with the money man, Eddie Money. Yeah, he's going to give us some travel tips. I've got a travel tip for you. Check out our YouTube site, youtube.com/Kevin and Sue Travel. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Subscribe while you're there, and you'll get an email when we put up new videos. In fact, 633,000 officially viewed the channel so far. So check it out and be a part of that. I think you will enjoy it. There's videos there from all over the world. And if you have a travel tip you would like to share with our audience, email us anytime you like, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. If you want, we'll put your name on the radio. Or you can email us, Travel Planners Radio, or snail mail us, Travel Planners Radio Show, Post Office Box 1976, St. Charles, Missouri, not Illinois for our Chicago listeners, St. Charles, Missouri, 63302. We're kicking it off by going to, I think, the other side of the world. Please introduce our guest, Sue.
Oh, we have with us today Terry Marshall Holder. And Terry's been on with us before. She's a travel writer that we know. And she got to go to Tanzania.
Wow.
Welcome to the show, Terry. I bet that was exciting.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys. Yes, it was very exciting. It was definitely something for the bucket list, and it was an amazing experience.
Did you go primarily for the Great Migrations?
Yes, and I didn't know a lot about the Great Migration before I went.
Well, I was just going to say, tell us what a Great Migration is, because I have no idea.
Well, you should ask your wife. I know. It's on my bucket list, too.
The Great Migration is when the animals migrate over the Serengeti. So the Serengeti has like a southern portion, a central Serengeti, and the northern Serengeti. And they actually migrate throughout the year. So there's different times of year you can go, but depending on which time of year you go, that's where you want to focus on what section of the Serengeti. So we went in end of September, and we were in the northern Serengeti, and that's where the wildebeest, I mean, there are thousands of wildebeest and zebras just everywhere, as far as you can see. They're the ones that do the migration. So they were crossing the Mara River at that time. So it's just really incredible to see them crossing the river. And when you're flying in, I mean, you look down and it's just, they're everywhere. It's really incredible. It's like everywhere you look, zebras, wildebeest, and everything else. I mean, the big cats and everything there. So.
One thing about that too, is that when they do cross the river, they've got to dodge the crocodiles, right?
Exactly. And also just the rocks in the river, you know, they can break, you know, it can break their legs or things like that. And then, of course, they're easy for the crocodiles to catch. And you really do. I mean, the thing about it is you really see the circle of life played out. I mean, you see we saw a newborn giraffe, like just minutes old, taking its first steps, which is just amazing. But then you see carcasses of animals who didn't make it. And we saw a cheetah stalking its prey and catching its prey, which is a little gazelle. And it's hard to watch in a way, but it's reality and it's the circle of life. So you really do see, you know, you see that Broadway song played out in real time. Incredible.
Well, we get the great migration of the geese here a couple times a year.
And, I mean,
thousands of geese flying up the river.
We're very, very close to the Missouri River and not too far from the Mississippi River here.
Yeah, about 4 miles.
Okay. So you have your own great migration going on out there.
A little bit, yeah.
We have them in our backyard because I feed them.
Yeah, Sue's waiting for the migration of the hummingbirds.
Yes, they're due here.
She's tracking
anytime
them
now.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, did you go with a group or by yourself or what?
I arranged the trip. I had heard about a company called Top Guides Safari, and Top Guides Safari, plural. And Victor, and I won't even pretend I can pronounce his last name because I can't. But he's the owner, and he grew up on the edge of the Serengeti. And from the time he was a little guy, like 2 or 3 years old, his grandfather took him hunting and, you know, following the animals. So he knows everything about the Serengeti. It's just part of who he is. He splits his time now between Tanzania and New York. But someone had told me about him and introduced me, and I set the trip up, and it was my husband and myself and six of my girlfriends. So my husband, Greg, went along with seven women for a long trip, but it was great.
And he is a brave man.
He's a brave man. Actually, you know, we're pretty easy girls to get along with, so it helped. But it was really incredible because Victor is very passionate about Tanzania and about following the animals, and also just, you know, knows so much. And what he does is he chooses his guides. They're all locals. And our guide, Victor went with us, but our guide was Francis, whose nickname is Chava. And he is a hip-hop artist in Arusha, Tanzania, when he's not doing guides. So it was really interesting to see both sides of life there. And they're just really fun to travel with, but they know so much. And I really, you know, when I was planning this, we were talking about it, it was hard to decide, like, which company do you go with? And when I heard about Top Guides, I wanted to do that because they're a smaller company, so you can customize the tours, and it's not like these big, and the big companies are wonderful too, but I think that you get so much more of a feel of the, you know, the true life in Tanzania, you know, scene.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to have a guide that grew up there and literally knows the country. That's mm-hmm. that's great.
Exactly, yes. And you know, we would go out so early in the morning, like 5 a.m. or, you know, crazy times.
That's wrong.
Glad you do. I know,
you can't,
right?
No, Kevin, you cannot sleep in.
How long a trip was it, you say?
Yeah. I think it was like 11 or 12 days. Yeah, 11 or 12 days. And we actually flew in a day early to Arusha so that we could adjust to the time zone before flying up on the small plane up to the Serengeti. And we went from the northern Serengeti and down into the central and southern, and then we went to Gorongora Crater, which is it was 3 million years ago, I believe it was, a volcano erupted so violently that the crater, you know, was formed, a cauldron was formed. It just collapsed the earth. And there are like over 25,000 animals living in this crater. It's oh, really wow. incredible. And I remember, it's amazing. I mean, we went one morning super early and before all the other safari trucks come out. That's the reason for getting up early. And we saw this lion couple taking a walk, and they literally like walked right beside our Jeep. And I mean, I'm looking down because I'm standing on the seat looking down, taking pictures, and the male lion looks at me. I mean, I'm eye to eye with a lion, and it's thrilling, but it's also a little chilling. You know, you're looking at
you're wondering if he's had breakfast yet or not, right?
Exactly. Making sure he doesn't lift his lips when he's looking at you. So,
yeah, I was just reading the calderas are an amazing thing. Of course, that's like Yellowstone. That's a 44-mile wide caldera. We need to take a break. We'll come back, and I want to talk about the accommodations. Can you give us a website for our listeners to look at while we're on a break?
Sure. You can look at Top Guides, topguides.com.
Super. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we're just getting started today. Besides Tanzania, we are going to go to Iowa. As I mentioned before, we've got an interview with Eddie Money. What a guy. He's got a new TV show coming out that I think everybody's going to really enjoy. And a lot more, our regular features, deals and steals, travel news, travel tips, and more. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
We'll be back in a moment with the Travel Planners Radio Show on the Gab Radio Network.